Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. On the broadcast today, Joyce Haldeman. She's the Associate Superintendent of the Clark County School District. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Helen Foley, Benjamin Griffith, and Trey Abney. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the Nevada State Medical Association.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Joyce Haldeman. She is the Associate Superintendent to the Clark County School District. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you.
So State Senator Don Gustafson was on the program yesterday, and he was talking about his willingness, which is rare for him, to raise taxes for education if needed. But he said, you know, right now, for example, the Clark County School District has 600 open positions. There are open positions in the Washoe County School District. They can't fill the positions that they have. What's the real situation with that?
Well, we have had a difficult time filling all of our positions. Some of that is not unusual. Perhaps you're aware that historically we've never been able to find all the special ed positions that we need. The speech therapist, the audiologist, those kinds of specialized people. Frankly, those teachers can make a whole lot more money in the private sector, so we end up contracting out services for those kinds of people. So some of that's not unusual. But we, like the rest of the nation, are experiencing a teacher shortage, and so it is a challenge to recruit all the teachers we need.
Okay, so what do you say to State Senator Gustafson when he's saying, well, you may not need that money because you're not able to fill the position?
Well, we need the money to attract the teachers so that we can fill the positions. I mean, you don't just say, okay, well, let's give up and not educate these kids. The funding is an important part of the solution, but it's also important for our teachers to know that they're going to come to a state where they feel valued and where they feel that they can make a difference in students. And so some of the policies that need to reflect that are important as well.
For example?
Well, for example, when teachers come to the state and they know that they're going to have an unusually large class size, there's also some concern, I think, and this is not just here in Nevada, it's nationally, about all of the changes that we're making where evaluations are tied to student performance. And yet, student performance is tied to the Common Core. teachers not getting professional development to help them teach the Common Core. We're having problems with the testing. It's kind of a circular issue where you're thinking, you know, is teaching really the right profession? And again, this is not just in Nevada that's facing that. And like you said, Washoe County has openings, and so do the states surrounding Nevada. And fewer teachers or fewer students are choosing to go into the teaching profession. So it's a big problem.
And the senator also talked about he would like to see more in the way of merit pay.
You know, merit pay has its value. It has its merits. And we have some programs that we've been working with the teachers union, of all things, to make sure that we can agree on how that could work. There are some programs out there, some proposals. They do need to have some funding.
Okay, let's talk about, start out with Common Core, as you raise the issue. I've moderated a couple of debates on this topic, both on the program and with groups. It's been a long time since I've seen an issue that is so polarizing. Your thoughts on what's causing the polarization, and is it real?
Well, a couple years ago, I bought an iPhone. Always before that, I had an Android. Took me a long time to figure out how to do the same thing on my iPhone that I could do easily on my Android. I kind of think it's the same thing. As you change systems from the old way that we taught all the things to the Common Core. We're using a new operating system. So for some teachers, it's really been a hard shift. I've been using this lesson plan for 10 years, and now all of a sudden I have to change to a different one. I think that's kind of a big shift. For parents who are seeing different things coming home, they don't know how to help their kids with homework anymore. One of the things we do when we talk about it with both people in the community and parents is take a look at the standards and tell me which of the standards for the Common Core you don't want your child to learn. And that's not the issue. It's all these other superfluous things that are related to how do you make the transition. I do think that there are some genuine concerns about data security, and I think that we've been working on addressing those things. And this is just a transition that we're going to have to work our way through.
How do you feel about the conspiracy theorists? Because, I mean, it just seems to me that there is a whole area of folks who are just worried that the government is being way too intrusive. And yet when I hear from teachers who are conservative and teaching Common Core, that they say, hey, it's math and English, and we get to choose how we do it.
I know there's always going to be conspiracy theorists. I've just not bought into it. I do think, again, that we need to be careful about data security. We certainly need to make sure that people's privacy is protected. But, you know, when we report scores, we don't, you know, single out Susie Smith living on 123 Elm Street and make sure people know what her score was. They're part of an aggregate. And so I personally don't think that that's as big of a concern as people think it is.
Okay, story breaking in the newspaper as we tape this morning is that there's going to be close to $1 million to look at breaking up the Clark County School District, a topic that has been discussed ever since I've been involved in politics. It is the fifth largest school district in the nation. What are your thoughts on the pros and cons of that?
Well, I've stated before, we're open to looking at it. If it's going to improve student achievement, then why would we not want to do that? That's the kind of thing that would be important to do. The question is, how do you do it? And when you do it, does it make a difference in student achievement without costing a whole lot more money? And so there's a lot of questions that we have about the bills that have been proposed. The first iteration of the bill, we really had some issues with. The second iteration of it is a little bit better, but we still have lots of questions about how it would happen. We would like to see a robust study take place. We think the committee that takes a look at the study needs to make sure that it has some people who represent families, parents and their families. And also, we think that teachers need to be a part of it. You know, we represent 320,000 students and their families. We represent 40,000 teachers. They certainly need to have something to say about it. We also think that the study needs to have people on it, on the committee, who have experience with contracts. It's such a nice soundbite to say, yeah, let's break up the school district. But we have, you know, we're a multi-billion-dollar business, and we have contractual issues that are far-reaching. And it's not one of those things that you can just turn the switch off and say, okay, now you're a separate school district. There are lots of ramifications. So if the study goes forward, we hope that it's thoughtful, that it takes some time and really considers all the angles, then comes back to the next session for them to consider whether or not to do it.
Okay, but what I read this morning was the leading person on this group wants it to be in place in time for 2017.
Yeah, I know. Mr. Gardner feels very strongly about that. We simply differ on that.
It seems like a big rush when you're talking about this much money, this many people, this many kids.
And again, I think for some people, they're saying, yeah, this is an important thing to do, and so it's just let's do it quickly and rashly. when I looked at the first iteration of Mr. Gardner's bill, I was aware of the fact that there are a lot of things they don't know that they don't know. And it's not as simplistic as he thinks that you can do it. And so I just think once we get into it and people see how complex the issues are, they'll be glad that we've taken some time. We just differ on the timing. I think it needs to be done.
What do you think about the idea of if you broke it up into, say, five equal districts, that then you would have competition?
I think competition is always good. I think that might be one of the benefits of having smaller school districts. But it's also one of the problems that might need to be resolved, and that is that when you create five separate districts, for example, it's pretty hard to see how you would divide up the Clark County area without having a neighborhood that has a lot of affluent, wealthy people who live in it, and another neighborhood that has a lot of poor people living in it. And so if you, by, you know, where you decide to draw the line, start creating districts that nobody wants to be a part of, that has an impact on real estate values. It has an impact on which teachers you can attract. All those openings that we talked about could be concentrated in one district. You could end up having a district that has less qualified teachers in it because people don't want to teach there. There are a lot of issues that we have to really consider about how, as a large school district, we're able to balance those things that we might not be able to if we had the
competition. And isn't part of that already occurring with magnet schools, where you have a school in a poorer neighborhood, but kids from a more affluent neighborhood are bused to that area, and you have all kinds of exceptional programs that wouldn't be occurring if it weren't for that magnet school?
That magnet school is actually one of the things that we put in place so that we don't have just poor neighborhoods. We bring in some of those kids, and, you know, the boat rises for all people. It's really kind of a nice model. And one of the things that we are concerned about is we do have one of the best magnet programs in the nation. It's a robust program, and a lot of our students really enjoy being able to go to those schools. Were you to divide the district into five different or more different parts, the concentration of where the magnet schools may not be even, and students would lose access to them.
All right, let's take a break. More with Joyce Haldeman when we come back.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Joyce Haldeman. She is the Associate Superintendent of the Clark County School District. So what do you think, and is the school district even taking a position on the whole tax situation, because you have this blow up here where you had this huge business funded fight against the teachers union tax increase. The governor proposes something that he calls a business license fee, but a lot of people look at it and say, hey, it's just 25% of what the teachers were proposing, and we spent millions to get rid of this. The assembly plan looks at it a little bit differently and looks at the MBT as a way to do this. What's the Clark County School District's position?
Well, historically and continuing to today, we've never taken a position on taxes. We like to tell people we're the crying baby in the back of the room. We need to be fed, and frankly, we don't care what formula you use to feed us. Just figure it out and bring it back. We're hungry. So, you know, we look at this with interest and really appreciate all the effort that's going into it. We're especially appreciative of the governor's leadership and how he outlined the new Nevada reforms and the taxing plan to go with it. Whatever they come up with is the answer, we will be appreciative.
The rollover bonding, how many schools is that going to create in Clark County in the next couple of years?
Well, we're working on that plan right now. It will be a 10-year fiscal plan, and so I just have to tell you, that's just one of the best things that the state legislature has ever done for the Clark County School District.
Washoe County's pretty happy, too.
Yes, they are. We're by far the largest beneficiary in terms of raw dollars. We'll generate over 10 years at least $3.5 billion. If the conditions are right, it could be as high as $4 billion for school construction. Now, it's interesting. Our needs in Clark County for 10 years are $7.3 billion, so it's, you know, not a little over half of what we need. But still, what a great gift that was to us. We'll be putting that to well use, to good use.
I have to ask you, the governor was suggesting during his State of the State of appointing people to school boards. He seems to have backed away a little bit from that. But when you see the Washoe County School Board once again finding themselves in open meeting law conflicts, just without notification, trying to hire a new superintendent. Do you have any advice for them in what they should be doing?
You know, when Mr. Hickey first started talking about his bill, I talked to him about, in my opinion, I think trustees need to be trained and required to set up a system of policy governance so that they know what their responsibilities are and they don't get themselves in those troubles. It's easy, I think, for elected officials to cross the line. Their intent is good and they're working hard, and sometimes they forget what they can do and what they can't do. So, trustee is a job I would never want in a million years. Those people get zero pay, practically. It's, you know, a pittance. They spend 30, 40 hours a week working for kids, and the reward for that is people come and beat them up at the public microphone. I don't know why people even do it, and I'm grateful they do, and so I'd rather work with the trustees, help them get the training they need, and develop policy governance roles so that they can do better.
And have a good attorney and listen to them?
I would definitely think that good attorney is probably the number one.
Joyce Hoffman, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We'll be right back about a newsmaker this time.
Come hear a dramatic story of courage, compassion, and commitment. Author and Holocaust expert Marty Brownstein gives his engaging presentation about Holland during World War II and a true story of a heroic Dutch couple that saved lives.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Marshall Realty, featured home of the week. Our market is on fire right now, and home values are up dramatically. So if you want top dollar and massive exposure, call me today so we can have your home featured right here on TV.
If you're injured in an accident and looking for a lawyer, don't you want someone who's going to prepare your case as if it's going to trial?
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Tap Factory in the Eldorado Theater. Tickets start at just $26.95. Call 786-5700.
Lawyers, Guns, and Money focuses on issues and people that make a difference in your life. Join criminal defense attorney David Houston this Sunday afternoon at 4:30 here on KRNV News 4.
At Subway, we begin with freshly baked bread, then combine tender turkey breast with robust, spicy, melty Italian favorites, adding a splash of our new Subway vinaigrette, the magnificent new Turkey Italiano Melt, only at Subway.
I'm Kathleen Sigurdsson. I understand the challenges you face if you've suffered a personal injury. I've represented hundreds of victims over the last 10 years. If you've been injured, give me a call.
Getting your home exposed on TV is creating so much activity that buyers and sellers have more options than ever before. Call me today if you want to have your home featured right here as our Home of the Week.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Helen Foley is here, partner with Fess Foley Warren. Benjamin Griffith is with Capital Partners. And Trey Abney, Director of Government Relations for the Chamber. Pleasure to have you all here. So let's start out with you, Helen. And the Supreme Court ruling regarding independent contractors has thrown things into turmoil for independent contractors and the companies that hire them. Where are we with this?
Yes, well, it turned out to be a major problem for Nevada because if you think about it, cosmetologists, your hairdresser, normally they just rent a space in a salon. A dental hygienist, often they work for several different dentists. Even I, as a lobbyist, have a lot of different contracts, so I'm an independent contractor. Threw it into a state of turmoil. So we've been working all session trying to find a definition that clearly identifies independent contractors and not affect those that should be paid as employees. We think we've reached an agreement with labor, with the truckers, with the chambers, with a lot of different groups, and we're confident that we'll get something passed.
Trey, you agree with that?
Well, I agree. I mean, this is a big deal for an entrepreneur that wants to set their own hours, make their own way, do their own thing, not have to answer to anybody else, to not have a boss. This is very important because what you have across the country is labor trying to bring people in to corporations so they can unionize more, basically. And so this gives people the freedom to live the American dream and run their own life.
Ben, you have thoughts on this?
Well, this is news to me. I mean, I'm currently operate as an independent contractor, as a lobbyist. So I get to name my own hours. I would hate to be here from 8 in the morning till 12 at night for some nights we do have to stay later and that be forced upon me.
Helen, you know, I guess one of the arguments against independent contractors is that it's a way for people to or businesses to avoid having to pay taxes, insurance, things like that. Has that come up as part of the discussion?
Oh, exactly, and yeah. That's why it's all in the mix when you're trying to find the right definition. With my public relations and advertising firm, we hire independent contractors to come in and do television commercials for us. They wouldn't want to make minimum wage. We pay far more than that. They work for several different organizations, whoever hires them to do things. So to force all of those people to be our employees would be so restrictive. It would just be outside the American dream.
And also, you know, you have a lot of people, bookkeepers and others, that work for multiple companies. So it is a big problem, especially if people are getting concerned about, you know, how do they report their taxes?
You know, I will say that if someone wears a uniform, is told exactly where to go, what hours to work, and all of those restrictions on them, then there's far more control by that contractor to do that. Those people are employees, and we don't want to mix these two up. We only want to get to the truly independent contractors who pay their own taxes, who make their own hours, who work for multiple organizations. Those are independent contractors.
All right. Ben, you're working on drone issues, and somebody's trying to stop the drone industry in Nevada?
So there's a bill, AB 239, which is, it's supposed to be a privacy bill, but the way that the language is set up, it makes certain restrictions on how far you can fly away from airports, which is an FAA law now, but it may not be coming up. The comment period just closed, and we don't know exactly what the FAA is going to
FAA knows what they're going to come
exactly.
up with.
Exactly. They don't even know what they're going to come up with yet. So under this law, it would make it so if the FAA did change, the state wouldn't be able to change until the next session came around. State agencies have to register with both the federal and the state level, and in the state level they have to provide budgets and they have to tell who's flying, why they're flying, and I mean, it's just there's a lot of bureaucracy that goes with it that might actually deter drones from being able to operate in the state.
Gee, what a brilliant thing for a place that's designated as one of the testing areas for drones by the FAA. You know, we're just about to hit the 1st of May here at the end of this week. Is it too early to start talking about the end games and, you know, I mean, the Republicans got a lot of things through in the early part of this session. What concessions might be necessary as we head towards adjournment, please God, before the end of the year?
Well, it's never too early. And, of course, this Friday, May 1st, is when the Economic Forum will pour out the numbers. And that's when the end will really begin, if you will, because that'll tell the governor and the legislature how much they have to spend and how big their budget hole is, if you will. and how big their tax package has to be. The chamber, frankly, is concerned. You know, a lot of our issues we work on are end-game stuff, right? Collective bargaining for public employees, public employee retirement system, daily overtime even, stuff like that. We're concerned there's been a lot of talk about revenue, but we want to make sure that we are spending the money we currently have in the most efficient way possible as well. And this is an opportunity of a lifetime with the Republicans running both the Assembly and the Senate to actually get some of these things done to finally change the status quo. And we want to make sure we can do that.
Helen?
The Democrats are going to vote for a tax plan. So whether it's the governor's hybrid or the Assembly's, they will vote for it. So if the moderates in the Republican Party vote for it along with the Democrats, there'll be enough to close the session down.
Do you have a thought at this point in time of which plan seems to be the more favored?
At least
in the hallways.
In the Assembly, it's the Armstrong-Anderson plan. But it will also include Marilyn Kirkpatrick's luxury tax, or formerly the live entertainment tax.
Which makes a whole lot of sense. I mean, that just seems to be so much money out there that's not being tapped. And when you look at the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, and I think that does come under the live entertainment tax,
yes.
But when you look at things of that stature, you know, maybe billions of dollars.
Right, well, we have Rock in Rio in a couple of weeks in Las Vegas, Burning Man, Electric Daisy, all of those should be taxed. And when you can get a ticket for a weekend for $250, tack on a percentage. People will pay for it.
You aimed into Burning Man. It's a lot more money than that, girl. And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on the Bad Newsmakers after this time.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
The University of Nevada School of Medicine has been making Nevada healthier for more than 45 years. Our groundbreaking research is making an impact locally, nationally, and worldwide. And we're making a difference with doctors providing medical care near you. As Nevada's statewide public medical school, we offer an educational value amongst the highest in the country. We are partnering with leading Nevada hospitals and healthcare institutions to combine teaching and learning with outstanding clinical care. Join us in improving Nevada's health. And yours.
Reno Auto Sound is Northern Nevada's premier car audio and window tint shop. Reno Auto Sound is now offering complete car wraps or color changes starting at $9.99. See us today.
I'm heading down to Reno Auto Sound. Reno Auto Sound.
Oh boy, Mattress Discounters Memorial Day sale. What's this? A queen size Serta mattress and box spring set for just $397. Mattress Discounters has the largest selection of memory foam mattresses under one roof. Serta I Series, I Comfort, Optimum. And wow, get up to 4 years interest free financing on the entire Tempur-Pedic Cloud Collection. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale.
Mattress Discounters.
The Chamber's 2015 Leadership Class is raising money to build a new playground for the Kids Cottage. Help support their efforts by attending their fundraiser at Reno Provisions on May 14th. Go to thechamberNV.org for details.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
On our next broadcast from Carson City, we'll have Dana Bennett, the president of the Nevada Mining Association. We'll see you then.